The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spies, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from DeSales High School for the first round of the Southeast 1B League Tournament. There are four levels of competition to get through the month of February and then into the state tournament in Spokane in the first week in March. The league tournament is the first part of that. And then we have a district tournament and then a state regional qualifying game and then, of course, the state tournament. And for the boys from DeSales, it all starts here at the Irish Gymnasium. This is night one of the Southeast 1B Boys Tournament. The girls' tournament started last night. The Lady Irish lost the first round game up at Oaksdale, but it's a double elimination tournament. The DeSales boys at 17-3 on the regular season under Coach Eric Wood, 13-1 in the division, tied for first place in the Southeast 1B Grape Division, but they are the number two seed into the Southeast 1B tournament bracket via a preseason tiebreaker, and their opponent out of the Wheat Division of the Southeast 1B, the Pomeroy Pirates, 8-4 in the division, 14-4 on the season under head coach Chris Wolf. We'll take a look at the bracket and get into our pregame notes when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School, first round of the Southeast 1B League Tournament. The Irish boys, the home team, as the number two seed from District, the Grape Division of the Grape Division of Southeast 1B. Pomeroy, the number three seed. First round, the one and two seeds host the three and four seeds from the opposite division. Irish on the home, whites with the forest green numbers and the gold Vegas gold trim. The Pirates in their old traditional black and white, or black and orange warm-up shirts, and then the green, orange and white vertical pinstripe pants. They've worn those that style for years. A lot of basketball tradition at Pomeroy. Let's take a look at the final standings in the Southeast 1B this year. Top four teams from each division are continuing their season. Liberty Christian at 13-1, DeSales at 13-1, tied for number one in the Southeast 1B. Great. And as I mentioned in the opener, the preseason tiebreaker, the athletic directors draw numbers out of a hat, and the lower your number, like one being the best and seven being the worst. And Liberty Christian had a better number than the Irish, so they go into the tournament as the one seed. Now, if you're the fourth seed, which means you're the last seed to make the tournament, and you're tied with a fifth seed, a fifth-place team, so basically any fourth-place tie has to be played off. You cannot have your season ended via the number draw. You got to play it if it's a matter of your season ending. But that was not the case this year. Sunnyside Christian is in third place at 10-4, and Touche is the fourth team at 7-7. On the Wheat Division side, Garfield Palouse ran the table in their division at 14-0. Oaksdale at 12-2. The only team they lost to was Oaksdale. Pomeroy's boys finished the regular season at 9-5, and Dayton's boys also at 9-5. And Pomeroy takes the third seed. Dayton takes the fourth seed. And so that's a look at the top four. Let's look at the bracket specifically and the games going on in the boys' tournament tonight. First of all, we'll talk about the girls' tournament. Last night, Liberty Christian advanced, beating Pomeroy's girls 61-41. The Sunnyside Christian girls were knocked into the loser's bracket, losing to Garfield Palouse, number one out of the Wheat Division, 60-16. The Irish girls, shorthanded, missing a couple players, including point guard Teresa Holtzinger, were defeated at Oaksdale 56-18 in the 2-versus-3 game. And Yakima Nation Tribal, the number one team from the Wheat Grape Division, beat Tico Roselia 62-35. So the Lady Irish will host Tico Roselia tomorrow here at DeSales at 6 p.m., and that will be a loser-out game for the Lady Irish. You've got to win two before you lose two in this league tournament bracket if you plan on advancing to district. In the boys' bracket, it looks like this. Game number one on the bracket, Pomeroy at DeSales, about to tip off here in about 10, 15 minutes. And then Touche, the number four team for DeSales, for the Wheat. Golly, I cannot get it going tonight. Touche, the number four team from the Grape Division, is headed up north to Palouse to take on Garpal, the number one team in the Wheat Division. In game three in the bracket, Oaksdale, number two from the Wheat Division, hosting Sunnyside Christian. And then in the fourth game in the bracket, Liberty Christian, Grape number one, hosting Dayton, Wheat number four. The Irish beat Pomeroy in this one. They will play Saturday at the higher-seeded team's home court. So if the seeding holds what it should, it would be DeSales versus Garpal at Garfield Palouse. If Touche can pull the upset tonight, and that's possible, with Aiden Garnett, the talented eighth grader who set the state record averaging 42 points a game during a regular season. If the Touche can pull off the upset, then the Irish would host Touche here on Saturday. Saturday, likely a 6 p.m. game. And then if the Irish should lose to Pomeroy, they would drop down into a loser out game against the loser of the, let's see, loser one versus loser two. That would be the loser of the Touche Garpal game. Well, let's play it out, and we can talk about that bracket more after the ball game. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Irish, how their regular season ended up. Four games last week, very busy, and how Pomeroy ended up their regular season last week as well. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the Sales as the two teams continue to warm up for this first round Southeast 1B League Tournament ball game. The Irish of DeSales hosting the Pomeroy Pirates. I was looking at my notes. The state RPI rankings are updated basically daily. Almira Cooley Heartline is currently number one in the state. Liberty Christian is number two. DeSales is number five. Garfield Palouse is number 10. And then Sunnyside Christian, just one spot out of the top 10. They're ranked number 11. So what caught my eye is four out of the top 10 and five of the top 11 teams in the state rankings are all from District 6. So getting through the league tournament and in the district tournament should set us up well for state competition. Not that the RPI rankings mean everything, but they are a fairly good indication of it because they factor in strength of schedule and all those kind of things. But in fact, the Southeast 1B Grape Division, Liberty Christian at 2, DeSales at 5, and Sunnyside Christian at 11. Three of our top four teams in our division, just down here in our little part of the state, are in the top 11 in the state. So the Irish have been battle-tested during this season with the 17-3 record on a 10-game winning streak. Their last loss was January 10th at the Wenatchee Valley College Tournament versus Tulalip Heritage by 2 points at Tulalip Heritage is currently ranked number 9 in the state. Since then, Coach Woods' guys, 10-0, they had a four-game week last week. Beat Wava here on Monday, a big win at Liberty Christian last Tuesday. Knocked the Patriots from the ranks of the undefeated with a 64-51 convincing win by the Irish. Then Friday, hosted Sunnyside Christian, beat them 48-42. And Saturday, beat Touche 66-55. So the Irish boys, last week was regular season, but all the games except for the Wava game were against teams that have advanced to this league tournament. And they've had a different leading score each night. Spencer Green had 27 versus Wava. Malachi Raymond 22 at Liberty Christian. Cohen Wood 19 versus Sunnyside Christian. And Maddox Filan 21 versus Touche. So Coach Wood has got balanced scoring from his guys, a different player leading the team in score each night during that four-game stretch. And after that January 10th game, I interviewed Coach Wood up there in Wenatchee, and he was a little bit disappointed. I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but he knew there was a lot of room to grow for his team. On January 10th, the Irish were 7-3. I asked him, where do we need to get better? Where did your guys need to get better? He said, we got to play better defense. We got to come with more energy, more consistently, and we got to get our team chemistry going. And the Irish have not lost since that ball game. 10 straight wins. Their defense has been good. The scoring balance has been good. And Mateo Jimenez, a freshman, he kind of had his coming out in that Tulalip Heritage loss. He played a lot of minutes and was very aggressive and kind of got his guys, his teammates, back into it as they made a game out of it after being down double digits early. The question for the Irish is, can we get Spencer Green to heat up? Spencer's had some 20-plus point games, but he hasn't been the consistent offensive threat that he was last year. And a lot of that is due to the fact that team's defense, he's been a four-year starter for the Irish. They're saying, hey, if you want to stop the Sails, you got to stop the redhead, Spencer Green. And they work very hard to do that, and other guys are stepping up and scoring a lot of points. And who's going to elevate their game in the postseason? Last year it was Malachi Raymond. He is a sophomore. He played a lot. He started most of the games. And then when we got to the state tournament, he just lit it up. He was in the top 10 scoring, rebounding, and block shots for state tournament individual stats. So who's going to step up for the Irish as we start into the postseason? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a quick peek at Pomeroy, get the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. You're right. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales. We've had our opening prayer and the flag salute. The flag has been retired into the rafters. And the teams are at their benches. The Pomeroy Pirates, under their head coach Chris Wolf, come in with a 9-5 record on the season, 15-5 overall. Ranked number 3 out of the Wheat Division, ranked number 31 in the state RPI. They have a one-game winning streak. Last weekend, they lost to Oaksdale in a very low-scoring game, 34-31. And then Saturday, They broke a three-game losing streak, beating Colton 75-37. Colton ended up finishing sixth in the Wheat Division. On December 30th, these two teams met at Pomeroy. DeSales won that ball game 58-38. They were up 44-23 after three quarters, and it was mainly the reserve players for the Irish. After that, the defense gets a plus-plus, holding the Pirates to 38 points. And then balanced offense, Maddox Filan had 15, Spencer Green 12, and Cohen Wood 10. Malachi Raymond, that was his first game of the season, as he missed the first five games for the Irish due to the broken finger during the football playoffs. So let's take a look at the starting lineups. For Pomeroy, Conrad Nelson, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. He had 2 points in December when these teams played. Rory McKiernan, a 6-foot sophomore. He's probably the most talented ball handler. He had six against the Irish back in December. Caleb Miller will start, a 6'3" sophomore. And then Braxton McKiernan, a 6'2" junior, will start. Braxton McKiernan did not play when these teams met up in Pomeroy. And then Kaiser Harris, a 6-foot senior, he was their leading scorer in the game up at Pomeroy with 15 points, but he had 8 of those in the fourth quarter when it was really no longer in doubt. For DeSales, Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, will start. He had 12 points up at Pomeroy. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, will start. He had a big game against Touche, 22 points here last Saturday. Malachi Raymond will start. Malachi came off the bench and played sparingly when these teams met on December 30th. And then Jackson Gazelle will get the start tonight, the 5'9 senior, and Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior. Missing from the lineup and the roster tonight is Cohen Wood. He is home six. The 6-foot junior started all the games this season, but a lot of illness for both the girls and boys teams. Teresa Holtzinger, the Irish starting point guard, didn't play in the girls game last night. Cohen Wood not able to make it here today. And I talked to Eric Wood briefly. He said, hey, it's all week long at practice. It's like, who's going to be here? So, but we're here ready to broadcast, and we'll get the opening tip, and then we'll get Lon in there to give us the officials as we the get officials, going.
Officials tonight are Mike Gregg and
Raul Rojas
as the umpires, and Luke Hamada is the referee.
And we get that opening tip after Luke Hamada threw the ball up on the opening tip. And the Irish turn it over as Jackson Gazelle had a pass go through his hands and out of bounds. So the Irish turn it over on the first possession of the ball game. Mid-post, they go to Harris, and he drives in, knocked the ball, knocked away, and out of bounds. Harris tried to head down the right side of the lane against Raymond, and Raymond slapped it out of bounds. Pirates will inbound under their own basket down to my left. Pass up top goes to Harris, trying to work his way inside. He'll get around Raymond, can't the shot, rebound tip, and out of bounds off of Pomeroy. So Pomeroy got a look at the basket, didn't make the shot, the rebound goes out of bounds. 7.5 minutes to go, just underway. Filan brings the front court, gets it to Cassell at the right elbow. To Filan, back to Green. Green goes baseline all the way in, a little floater, off the side iron, won't go from the baseline. Spencer went right by his guy as the Pirates are playing man-to-man defense, just a little too strong on the shot. Still no score. Up top with it is McKiernan. Drives in, goes up strong, and he can't hit. Rebound tipped away from Raymond, from Filan, and out of bounds. So both teams have had penetration and shots near the rim, but they haven't fallen. A minute into this one. Green up top to Raymond. Raymond, a little ball fake on Harris now. Pass off to Manning Filan. Looking inside, nobody open. Now to Gazelle, back to Manning. Manning, one dribble in the corner to Maddox. Maddox drives baseline, draws a crowd, gets it to Cazell, to Malachi, and Malachi hits a jumper from the right elbow. And now we've got a whistle, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Pomeroy, so the Pirates turn it over. Irish showing the full court press. Maddox Filan will inbound it near the Pomeroy bench. Get it to Green. Inside to Maddox, Manning Filan. Manning Filan got his feet tangled up and is called for traveling. Got it down low on the block and worked that post move that moved both feet. In the front court come the Pirates. That's McKiernan. McKiernan all the way under the basket, puts it up strong and scores it. Braxton McKiernan, the 6'2 junior, went coast to coast after getting the ball in bounds. And scores it. We're tied at two. Up top to Raymond. Dribbles to the left elbow. Cut off. Now Maddox Feinland with it. Now to Cazell. Now to Manning Feinland. Still at the left elbow. There he is. Now he gets it up top to Green. Green drives around the lane. Puts it off the glass and in. Spencer drove inside against two of the black jersey Pirates. Put it soft up the glass. Irish up 4-2. Harris. Harris gets it to McKiernan. McKiernan out front with it. Pass on the right side to Harris. He loses the ball, knocked away by Spencer Green, but it goes out of bounds. Down in front of the Irish cheerleaders and the DeSales cheering section, which is about 5 rows deep. Inbounding it is Braxton McKiernan, gets it to Rory McKiernan. Right wing pass goes to Miller. Down low to Harris. Spins on the baseline, trying to find room to shoot. Puts up a tough shot. Off the mark, won't go. Maddox filing with the rebound. The 5'9 senior keeping the dribble, gets it out to Malachi Rain on the left wing. Hands it back to Manning. Manning on the drive. Manning spins to the lane, can't get anybody in the air, puts up a little hook shot, scores it. Not a lot of height for the Pirates, so Manning was able to work a move and get it up on three Pirates and score it. The Irish up 6-2. Three different Irish have scored. Rory McKiernan out front with it. Right on the right, get it on the right wing to Nelson. Nelson looking to go baseline on Gazelle. Gazelle forces him to pick up his dribble. Up top to Harris. 9 on the shot clock. Harris on the drive. Jump stop in the lane. Takes a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Green's got it. Head to Maddox Filen. McKiernan trying to cut him off at the pass. And shot won't go. Malachi's tip won't go. Boy, a lot of contact on Maddox's attempt. And the Irish can't execute there in traffic. And there's a pass inside for Nelson off his hands and out of bounds. Timeout, Pomeroy. 6-2 to sales, 4:42 to go first quarter when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yeah. And then poor guy. Yeah. Jeez, I thought
we're,
he got
we're,
it. That
we're
time.
Back live, and it's 4:42 to go, first quarter. Maddox Filan, Jackson Gazelle, Malachi Raymond, Manning Filan, Spencer Green, the starting five out there for Coach Wood after the timeout. Pomeroy's got their first group still out there as well. There's a backside cut by Green, and he lays it in. Malachi got the ball at the right elbow. Face the basket, then Spencer on the left wing cut in and laid it in. Irish up 8-2. Nice play off the timeout, and then the other way, the Pirates try to force one inside, knocked out of bounds by DeSales. DeSales' defense has been very solid against the Pirates. They'll inbound it under their own basket here. McKiernan, that's the sophomore McKiernan. He, nobody open inside, gets it out top to Miller. Now Rory McKiernan comes back to the ball. He's their main point guard guy. Harris handles the ball a lot as well. Pass inside to Harris, knocked away by Raymond. Now Maddox has got it. The Irish are in transition. Pirates hustle back. Green finds Maddox on the baseline right side, cut off by McKiernan. Up top to Manning Filan. Lost the handle for a second. Tips it now to Gazelle. Now Spencer Green. Right wing pass to Malachi. 17-footer straight away. Off the iron won't go. All black shirts underneath. Nice rebound for the Pirates. Miller gets it out of there and gets it to McKiernan. Rory McKiernan into front court. Now he gets it off to Harris. Harris back to Rory McKiernan. Up top it goes to Braxton McKiernan. The junior gets in the lane, puts up a little five-footer. He scores it. Braxton McKiernan, who did not play against the Irish on December 30th, has all four of their points. Irish up 8-4. Then Maddox Filan throws it out front. He and Jackson Gazelle not on the same page. Ball rolls into backcourt. That's Rory McKiernan with it, and then he has it knocked away by Malachi Raymond. Malachi has knocked a lot of passes away. For whatever reason, the Irish aren't synced up sometimes on their offensive rotations out front. Manning Filan and Jackson Gazelle going to get a break. Coaching staff talking to Jackson a little bit. Mateo Jimenez and Jake Warwick check in for the Irish. Jimenez a freshman, Warwick a sophomore. Inside to Harris on the inbound. and the shot won't go. He hits the deck, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. So our first foul of the game will lead to our first free throws of the ball game. The foul is on Mateo Jimenez. He's kind of a foul magnet when he comes in, but he got to make him earn it. Harris, first free throw is good. Irish up 8-5. Palmer has scored 3 in a row. Chance to make it 4 in a row. Harris, 6-foot senior for the Pirates. Taking his time, very deliberate at the line. Second free throw's up and good. He hits them both. Good crowd from Pomeroy. Their section of the bleachers to my right is full. Green dribbles to the left elbow. Now to Warwick. Warwick on the baseline. Cut off, kick it to Green. Green guarded closely by Grayson Slaybaugh, 6'3 senior, who's checked in after that timeout. Now Maddox Filan passes it inside for Malachi Raymond, and it goes out of bounds.
Timeout.
Timeout to Sales. That was an errant pass. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Sales has turned it over a couple times, and Pomeroy scored 4 in a row. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Irish show token man-to-man pressure against the Pirates as they bring it in the front court after the timeout. Harris now dribbling right to left to the left elbow. Dumped down inside to Miller. Miller puts it up strong, won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Raymond, cross-court pass on the left wing to Green. Spencer gets one player on the floor almost. Spencer, nice little crossover dribble in the Pomeroy defender just about fell down backwards. Spencer's got 6, and now the Irish a little more intense with the pressure. 10-6 the Sales. Spencer Green steals it from Royer McKeon and lays it in. So the Irish score 4 in a row after the timeout. Coach Wood trying to get his guys refocused. Braxton McKeon into front court. Gets it to Harris, and he's stripped by Green. It goes out of bounds. Across the way over in the far corner by the training room door. From our vantage point here in the top row of the bleachers, Irish working defensively down to our left in front of Coach Wood and the Irish bench. The Irish do not defend the inbounder. That's Vinny Vesio just checked in. He gets it inside to Miller. Miller, nice little post move, and the 6'3 sophomore puts it up and in. Irish up 12-8. Warwick drives baseline, dribbles it off his leg, but Jimenez says it gets it to Raymond. Raymond's shot is short. Rebound out of there by Harris. Harris trying to control the basketball. He will now. He'll dribble left to right. Irish have had some nice opportunities. They couldn't finish that one. Harris on the baseline, trapped by Warwick. Now give it to Braxton McKiernan. Filan on him. Now backing in is Miller. Takes a tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Maddox Filan. Maddox is just 5'9", and that's generous. And he does a great job with the rebounding. Long three on the way by Green. It's short. Rebound by Braxton McKiernan. Spencer, that's the area of his game. He just can't quite get the looks, get it going, get that feel from three most of the season. Braxton McKiernan now with it on a ball knocked away. He'll shoot a tough one from the foul line and hits it. Spencer Green was right in his face. That rainbow shot by Braxton McKiernan goes in, and we're down to a minute to go in the quarter. Irish up 12-10. Up top to Jimenez. Jimenez kicks out to Maddox Fine, and Maddox for three. He's got it. Catch and shoot three, the first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game, gives the Irish a 15-10 lead. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. DeSales try to get a strong finish to the quarter, get a stop, and get one more shot up. They get to Vesio. He loses the ball on the drive, stripped by Warwick and Raymond. Ahead to Green. Green will lay it in. Irish up 17-10, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Let's get another steal. And now a five-second call as Vesio can't get the ball in bounds. So DeSales scores a three by Maddox Filan, a two by Spencer Green, and now force a five-second call. So they got a chance to add to a 5-0 run here to end the quarter after Pomeroy had pulled within two at 12-10. Right wing pass to Warwick. Right corner to Green. Green dribbles it out top. He'll slow it down on the dribble, and right on him out front is Conrad Nelson. Conrad Nelson, a sophomore, gets a screen by Manning Klein. Spencer all the way in the lane, puts a shot up. He's fouled with 3 seconds to go. So DeSales, a chance to finish the quarter on a 7-0 run. Spencer Green to shoot two free throws. Spencer has 10 first quarter points, all on drives to the basket, and a chance to add a couple free throws here. The foul was on Grayson Slaybaugh, the first. Only two fouls have been called in this game so far. Spencer hits the first free throw. Spencer really has had some games where he struggled offensively, and then you could tell the frustration at times. And then that Tushy game, he went to the line to shoot two free throws and missed them both, and I don't know that I've ever seen him miss two. He hits both of them there, and the Irish on a 7-0 run to, in the last minute of the quarter. There's a tip and a steal. Warwick gets it to Filan. Filan fires it up on the baseline. He scores with another. The Irish get another steal. Warwick picked up the deflected ball, found the shooter, Maddox Filan, and he hits it at the buzzer. DeSales up 21-10. They finish the final minute of the first quarter on a 9-0 run. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Irish put up 9 points in the final minute, went from up 12-10 to up 21-10. And Palmer will inbound the ball to start the second quarter. We'll get Lon to jump in here and give us his thoughts on what he thinks about the first quarter. Harris on the drive, kick to McKiernan. McKiernan's three is in and out. Rebound Maddox Filan. And then he has it stolen back by Harris. Harris trying to find some room. He took a few steps to forget the room. Misses a shot. Rebound by Robbie Van Boyd, a 6'2 junior's in the game. Gets it over to Rory McKiernan, and he hits his first bucket. So the Pirates get a couple chances. Green on the drive gets it to Manning Filan. He's fouled hard. Boy, Spencer draws a crowd when he drives.
He sure does. No, they're a little discombobulated. They're missing Conan. But, they think their full court press has been the difference, too.
Really gave him a lot of trouble at the end of the quarter. Then Spencer drew four black shirts, cutting them off on the baseline. He dumped it to Manning Filan, and then they collapsed on him and fouled him. So Manning at the line to shoot two, leaves the first one short. That fouls on Kaiser Harris. Only two fouls called in the first quarter, one on each team. So Manning misses the first free throw. Both teams are two for two from the line in the first quarter. Manning's second free throw's up and good. Manning has 3 points. Spencer Green, 12 first quarter points. Well, the Irish will keep that pressure on. It was very effective in the final minute of the first quarter. McKiernan gets into front court as the Irish kind of token pressured there. Now on the right wing to Braxton McKiernan, their leading scorer, 6 points. He's still on the dribble. He'll put a floater up from the left side off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Jackson Gazelle. To Maddox, filing long up court pass to Green. Green finds Manning, filing behind the defense, and he lays it in. Great court awareness by Spencer. The pass was high. He had to go all the way in the left corner to get it. Manning was coming down the right side. Spencer able to lob it over the whole defense. Manning caught it and laid it in. And there's a steal by Malachi Raymond. He'll come the other way. Scoop to the hoop, and he lays it in. Came in from the left side, brought the ball down, scooped to the right, and laid it up and in. The Irish score 4 quick ones. They've outscored the Pirates 5-2 in the quarter and have now opened up a 14-point lead at 26-12. It was 12-10 a moment ago, with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Harris on the drive. He hits a bucket. 26-14 Irish. Up by 12. Manning filing on the drive. Spins right around by Van Boyt. Too strong on the shot. And an offensive rebound, Jackson Gazelle. Manning a little strong on the shot on a great move. Backboard, nothing else, but the carom went right to Jackson, who laid it in. And there's a miss by the Pirates. Jackson Gazelle, another rebound. Into front court, it goes to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the drive, cut off, gets it to Green on the right wing. 28-14 Irish. Green reverses his dribble, cut off, gets it to Manning. Manning open from 12, he hits it. The Sails' pace of play has definitely picked up. Timeout, Pirates. The Sails up 30-14. The Irish boys are kind of moving around and quicksand about that first 5 minutes of the ball game, and they are rolling now. And Chris Wolf, he had some words for the official. Did you see that?
He
went out there and just yelled at Lou Kamada and then went back to the huddle.
I missed that.
I don't know. Anyway, that was interesting. We better get to the break on this timeout. Irish up 30-14. Irish on a big run here. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
He likes some long-distance jobs.
We're back live after the Pomeroy timeout. Coach Wolf trying to get his guys going. They were outscored 9-0 in the last minute of the first quarter, and the Irish have outscored them 9-4 here to start the second quarter and have a 16-point lead. It was 12-10 to Sales, and now it's 30-14 with 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Coach Wolf had a little bit of a very brief and pointed comment right at the officials and right before we took that break. In the left corner, it goes to Vesio's in the game for the Pirates. He has it knocked away. It goes to Miller. Miller to Braxton McKiernan. Long shot, won't go. Rebound battle. He and Raymond on the floor. That still ball's loose, still loose, and it rolls out of bounds in front of the DeSales bench. There were six different players that were trying to get their handle ball. Nobody got on the floor and really tried to grab that, though. But credit Braxton McKiernan, 6'2 junior, their bright spot. He has 6 first quarter points. He has really attacked the basket. And after that missed shot, he followed his own rebound and kept it alive and a fresh possession for the Pirates. 4:58 to go in the first half. Harris tries to spin inside of Filan. He will. Shot off the mark. Rebound Braxton McKiernan. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Gets it back again. Knocked away by Raymond. Back to the Pirates. Wow. Pomeroy, a long possession here. Nothing to show for it yet, but they are really working it. Down low to Harris. Has it stolen away and stripped by Green. Green ahead to Maddox Filan. He'll race down and get the shot up off the way too strong. Maddox caught the ball kind of like a receiver over his shoulder, and he was kind of underneath the edge of the backboard. Tough angle. Vesio defended him well. Shot won't go inside. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Gazelle. Boy, the Pirates really battling for the boards. Now Gazelle loses it. It goes to Manning, finally back to Gazelle.
Got a volleyball game going
on. It's a hot potato right now. They swing it to Maddox. Wide open. He hits a three. Rip City. Nothing but the bottom of the net. As everybody's eyes going with Spencer Green. He dribbled to the right wing. Maddox wide open on the left wing. Maddox's second three-pointer. He's got 8 points. Pass inside to Harris. Harris shot is off the mark. Another offensive rebound by Nelson as he chases it down. Kick out to Harris. Three on the way. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. They head to Maddox Filand. Left corner to Green. Green drives baseline. He puts a little floater up. Too strong. Won't go. Hit the front rim. Hit the back rim and off. Manning Filand with the rebound. He's fouled. And Manning will go to the free throw line. The foul on Braxton McKiernan, his first. Second on the Pirates. The Irish have not committed a foul here in the second quarter. Maybe that's what, the Pirates have only been whistled for three all game long. The Irish just one foul in this game. And Manning Filand hits the free throw. Manning has six for the quarter, eight for the game. Spencer Green leads the Irish with those 12 first quarter points. Spencer's going to get a break, and Tice Wood checks in. Tice, the 5'10 freshman, a lot of illness for Coach Wood's guys all week long. Guys missing practice and trying to keep fresh players on the floor. Manning hits both free throws. He'll get a break, and Mateo Jimenez into the ballgame. So nice balanced scoring for the Irish. Spencer Green has 12. Maddox Filand has 8. And Manning Filand has 9. They get inside to Harris. Maddox Filand on him. No room to shoot. Kick out to Bessio. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Maddox Filand. They've got a 2-on-2. Maddox is a challenge. Bessio gets it to Jimenez, and Jimenez lays it in. The Sails beating the Pirates down the court. Maddox, a nice pass to Mateo hustling down the left wing. Irish up 37-14. 3 minutes to go in the half. Braxton McKiernan, shot won't go. Rebound tip. Warwick's got it. He's checked in. Warwick has it slapped away. Gets it back. Now he's double-teamed. And we get it out of trouble to Malachi Raymond. Now to Jimenez. Back up to Malachi. Harris flies at Malachi. Malachi drives in. Dumps it to Jimenez for the lay-in. Irish sharing the basketball. Malachi. Little ball fake at the top of the key. Went by the first defender. Rose up. Had the ball high in his right hand instead of shooting it. Just dumped it to Jimenez for the easy lay-in. Irish up 39-14. Miller has a pass aside, knocked away, and a shot partially blocked by Raymond. It goes out to Vesio. He'll fire the three, won't go. Jimenez tips the rebound to himself. Now to Maddox Filand. Irish up 39-14. Left corner pass to Warwick. Three on the way. Got it.
Baby Jake.
Jake Warwick hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three on a nice pass by Maddox Filand. 42-14. 28-point advantage. The Sails, after the Coach Wood timeout, it was 12-10. The Sails lead was only 2 points, and they are rolling now. And a drive to the basket by Braxton McKiernan. He's fouled at the rim. I think they got Jimenez again. So Braxton McKiernan, the one bright spot for the Pirates. He has 6 of their 14 points, and will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And that was Mateo Jimenez's second foul. Mateo, the only DeSales player to pick up a foul so far. So we've got Malachi Raymond, Maddox Filand, two starters out there for Coach Wood, along with Warwick, Jimenez, and Tice Wood. Now we've got some more substitutions. Coach Wood trying to keep his guys fresh. Caleb Bingham checks in for the first time, the 6'1 junior. Spencer Green comes back in. So Maddox Filand and Jimenez come out of the ballgame. And the second free throw is good for the Pirates. 42-15 Irish. Long up court pass to Wood. Down low to Bingham. Bingham kick out to Raymond. Raymond with Van Voigt on him. No room to shoot. Gets it to Green. Now to Tice Wood. Tice drives in. Stops in the lane. The freshman's in a little trouble. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. A little indecisive there. Now Malachi with a heel drive in. A little scoop to the hoop and scores it. Malachi moving left to right. Dipped his left shoulder, and then a nice little three-quarter hook shot off the glass with the spin and in. Irish up 44-15. Oh, I like that one, the spin and in. Irish have a 29-point lead. Left wing pass goes to Trayton Kimball. Who made that shot? I was trying to find
McKiernan. Trayton. 14.
Well, there's two McKiernan. So, okay, Braxton McKiernan scores it. Trying to figure out who number 20 was. Trayton Kimball is in the ball game. Green on the drive. He lays it in. It slices through the defense. Irish up 46-17. A minute to go in a quickly played second quarter. Van Voigt on the baseline. Pass inside for McKiernan. That's Rory, and he scores it. Irish will break down defensively there. They still lead at 46-19. Warwick deep on the left wing. With that up top, it goes to Raymond. Raymond gets slapped a little bit, steps back. Now it gets it to Warwick, gets a screen, and now Malachi Raymond on the block. He got hit. He got hit right in the face. No call. Now Green gets a player in the air, puts a shot up and in. Spencer's got four in the quarter, 48-19. 8 seconds to go in the half. Now Van Vogt tries to get it down low, knocked out of bounds, kicked out of bounds by Malachi Raymond, who's rubbing his chin. He got popped pretty good by a Pirate player. McKiernan passes it up top to Braxton McKiernan. He drives in, a little hop, skip, and a jump, and he scores it at the buzzer. So the Pirates do get the last bucket of the half, but they are huffing and a puffing, and the Sales boys, 48 first half points, lead at 48-21 at the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Sales boys led 10-4. Then it was 10-8, 12-8. Pomeroy went on some kind of little run there and got it to a two-point game at 12-10. A lot of sloppy ball handling, and it looked like about three-quarter speed of what a lot of the Irish were doing. Coach Wood takes a timeout, and the Irish got on a roll. In particular, the final minute of the first quarter, the Irish got a steal and a bucket, a five-second call when they put the press box press on in a bucket, and they scored nine straight points in the final 50-plus seconds of the first quarter, including a buzzer-beating baseline jumper by Maddox Filan. After the Irish knocked the ball away, Jake Warwick ran it down and found Maddox just as the buzzer was sounding. So DeSales finishes the quarter on a 9-0 run, and they started off strong in the second quarter, ended up outscoring the Pirates 27-11, and the Irish lead by 27 points at the half, 48-21. We'll try to get some updates on the games going on in the rest of the Southeast 1B Boys Tournament, talk about the brackets and the schedule coming up the rest of the week. There'll be two more games, a girls game tomorrow and a boys game on Saturday. The Sales boys firmly in control against Pomeroy, 48-21 at the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, one of the fun things about the postseason that I like anyway is you get the brackets out and you start seeing how other teams are doing. You start filling things in and looking at scores from other games. Who are we going to play next? Where are we going to play? What time are we going to play? They're fun conversations to have. The girls' tournament got underway last night. Liberty Christian beat Pomeroy's girls 61-41. Garfield Palouse girls, the number one seed out of the Southeast, 1B Wheat, beat Sunnyside Christian 60-16. Our Lady Irish on the road at Oaksdale, a little shorthanded. Teresa Holtzinger was not available. Oaksdale, a very good team, beat the Sales 56-18. And Yakima Tribal Nation, the number one team out of the Grape Division, beat Tico Rosalia 62-35. So the girls bracket will resume tomorrow night at home sites. Liberty Christian will be at Garpal. Oaksdale will be at Yakima Nation Tribal. And then in loser out games, Sunnyside Christian will be at Pomeroy. And DeSales girls will host Tico Rosalia. So the Lady Irish will have a home game against Tico Rosalia tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Now, I said that kind of quickly, but unless otherwise posted, all games are played at 6 in these first two rounds. So the Irish girls will be in action. Other games in the boys' bracket, of course, we have DeSales up 48-21 against Pomeroy at the half here. Garfield Palouse is hosting Touche. I do not have a score on that game. Oaksdale is hosting Sunnyside Christian, and one of my longtime friends, Kenny Lindgren, is semi-retired administrator up in the Oaksdale School District, longtime coaching counterpart. And I texted him and said, hey, what's the score? Sunnyside Christian is beating Oaksdale 39-22 midway through the third quarter. So it looks like the number three team from the Grape Division is going to beat Oaksdale, the number two team from the Wheat Division, in that matchup. And then in the fourth game of the boys' bracket, number one Liberty Christian from the Grape Division is playing Dayton in Richland. If the Irish boys keep this 29 or 27 point halftime lead, they will go into the winner's bracket on Saturday and play the winner of the Garfield Palouse Touche game. If Touche upsets Garpal, the Irish would host on Saturday. If Garpal wins it, they're the number one seed out of the Wheat Division, and the DeSales boys would travel to Garpal for a Saturday night 6 p.m. game, most likely. They put TBD, to be determined, on all the time slots because availability officials, teams that have to travel more than a certain number of miles can request a different starting time. So that's the way the brackets look. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Pirates with 21 points. Coach Wolf got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them scored points. 2 for Caleb Miller, 4 for Kaiser Harris, 4 for Rory McKiernan, and 11 points for Braxton McKiernan. He's their top scorer. The Irish have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ballgame. 7 of them have scored points. Spencer Green leads with 16. He drives baseline as we start the second quarter, second half. They swing it around to the other side. Now left wing 3 by Raymond. It won't go. Long rebound to Braxton McKiernan. He's going to go coast to coast and lay it in. And that was kind of a roller derby type play. What I'm getting at is McKiernan took off the other way, and then three other Pirates just slowed down so no Irish player could get by him. Kind of like the saving the blocking off everybody so the jammer can get through. Not that I know anything about roller derby. So the Pirates get a rebound out of another Irish miss. They're back in front court to Miller. Miller has his shot blocked by Filing, gets it right back, puts it up strong and in. So the Pirates score the first 4 points of the second half. Irish up 48-23, 7 minutes to go in the third. Green dribbles left to right, gets it to Gazelle. To Manning, Filing, dribbles to the left elbow. Now top to Manning, back to Malachi. Malachi with Harris right on him, picks up his dribble. Pirates a lot of energy early in the third quarter. Maddox Filan drives baseline left side, hits a shot, hits the deck, and looks at the officials as he walks the other way, saying, "Wow, what happened there?" Maddox scores it. He's got 10. Irish up 50-25. Spencer with 16. Maddox with 10. Malachi with 6. Jake Warwick with 3. Jackson Gazelle with 2. Manning Filan with 9, and Mateo Jimenez with 4. The Sales hit 3, Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3s in the first half, 2 by Maddox Filan, 1 by Jake Warwick. Braxton McKiernan drives to the basket, misses a shot, rebound battle between Gazelle and Miller. They're tangled up, possession arrow, and it arrow points towards the Pirates down to our right. McKiernan looks to get it in bounds, can't find anybody open, gets it up top to Braxton McKiernan. Takes a shot in the lane over Green, in and out, stays out. Miller with a strong rebound. He misses a shot, and then Manning Filan's going to foul Conrad Nelson. Pomeroy had one spurt in the first half where they really banged the boards for a couple minutes, and they are really hitting the boards here hard in the second half. And now Manning Filan banged his elbow a little bit. He's going to come out of the ballgame. Caleb Bingham in the ballgame. Warwick's going to come in for Gazelle. A lot of stamina issues for the Irish. They've got a lot of illness on the team, so Coach Wood trying to rotate guys in early and often. Harris gets the ball on the left side. Tries to drive in on Raymond. Leaves a shot short. Partially blocked by Raymond. Malachi saves it. Gets it to Maddox Filan. Pirates hustle back. Maddox hesitation dribble. He'll drive in. He scores. This time he gets the call. The Pirates really hustled back. Maddox on that right wing. He kind of came inside the three-point line. Said, looked like I'm going to back it off. And then he took right off down the sideline and laid it in and drew the foul against Braxton McKiernan. Maddox has all four of the Irish's points and chance to add a free throw, and he will. 53-25 Irish. The foul was on Braxton McKiernan, his second. Rory McKiernan gets it across half-court line. He double-teamed, throws it over the trap, knocked away by Warwick, but back to the Pirates. Now Miller inside as it knocked away, gets the ball back, gets it to Braxton McKiernan, who lays it in. Nice job by Caleb Miller, the 6'3 sophomore. Didn't panic. Found the open player, 53-27 Irish. Pirates have outscored DeSales 6-5, and now loose ball stolen away by Nelson. He goes the other way, misses the lay-in. The rebound tipped out of bounds by Warwick. So Miller out front with the steal, and the Irish hustle back, and he misses the shot, but it goes off to Sales out of bounds. Pirate, a lot more energy than they had there in the first half. McKiernan, a little spin and a fadeaway on the baseline. Shot won't go. Rebound. Battle tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds to DeSales. 5:25 to go. Third quarter. Sales up 27 at the half. They lead by 26 right now. Inside to Bingham. He loses the handle. Ball still loose. Harrison Bingham fight for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Caleb Bingham. So Caleb worked hard to get the post position, then just couldn't stick a fork in it and hold on to that ball when they threw it into him. Irish turn it over. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Rory McKiernan into front court. Now holds the ball. Harris is going to come to the ball, but Maddox find him, wouldn't let him pass it off. Good defense. Harris drives right side, then kicks it back to McKiernan, but over his head and behind him into the Pirate bench. So an unforced turnover there as Harris got himself in the air. Coach Wolf says, I don't like that too much. Gets Grayson Slaboff off the bench, ready to come in. Lob pass inside to Bingham. Bingham has it knocked away by Harris. Nice little touch pass by Malachi Raymond to get it down low to Caleb. So Slaboff will check in for Braxton McKiernan, who sits down with 15 points for the Pirates, over half of their total of 27. Pass inside to Bingham. Goes up strong and puts it in. Caleb Bingham. Nice little post move. The 6'1 junior got the ball inside. Nice touch pass by Spencer on the inbound play. Irish up 55-27. Now they pressure McKiernan in backcourt. He'll get it over the top of a double team to Harris. Harris drives in, goes, takes a tough right-handed shot, puts it in. Kaiser Harris got around three guys and then got skinny to get between two of them and put it up and in. Coach Wood's going to call a timeout. As Maddox Filand drops in a three well after the timeout was called. But he's seeing the basket well. 4:19 to go, third quarter. DeSales up 55-29 with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the near the midway point of the third quarter. Coach Wood. Team is up by 27. They led by 26. They led by 27 at the half. It's been a little bit ragged. Pomeroy's guys have definitely turned up the intensity level, which you'd expect. Pomeroy on the drive. Green on the drive. Kick out to Filand. Filand, a little fadeaway over Harris, and he rattles it home. Maddox is really feeling it. He's got 7 in the quarter, 15 for the game. Spencer had 16 first half points. He still leads the Irish in scoring. Harris on the strong drive. He lays it in. He's fouled. Little Matador defense there. And Coach Wood says, we got to stop somebody. As Harris just took it from outside the arc on the left wing and went all the way to the rim. And nobody got in front of him. Bingham will come out of the ball game. Manning Filand checks in. The foul was on Caleb Bingham, his first. So Harris, now with 8 points, has a chance to complete the three-point play. His free throw is off the mark. Rebound by Jake Warwick. Up the right sideline, it goes to Green. Spencer hesitates to dribble, goes all the way and dumps it to Warwick. Kicks out to Maddox. Filand, who hits a three. Maddox. I'm thinking Jake hit that inside shot, but Maddox has a hot hand. His third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Irish have 60 points. 3:28 into the third quarter to go in the third quarter. Now the Pirates lose the handle on the ball and turn it over. Warwick, Raymond, Manning, Filand, Maddox, Filand, and Spencer Green on the floor for the Irish. 60-31 to Sales up 29. Spencer on the drive, kick left corner to Warwick. Warwick on the drive, pulls up from 12, shots off the mark, rebounded by Grayson Slaybaugh, the 6'3 senior for the Pirates. Vesio also in the ballgame. He gets it over to Harris. Harris has been very determined offensively. He drives in, leaves it short. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Outlet to Maddox Filan. He'll slow it down, thought about a three, and now gets it to Warwick. Cut off on the baseline, back to Maddox. Down low to Manning Filan. A little eight-footer inside. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Van Voigt. Irish up by 29. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Slaybaugh passing the court to Harris. Down low, open on the block is number 30. Misses a shot. Goes again. He's fouled. That's number 20. I was off on that. 20 is Trayton. I can't tell if my handwriting is a Y or an X. Number 20 is Trayton. Yeah, Trayton Kimball. He'll go to the line to shoot two. The 6'2 freshman. And the foul is on Manning Filan, his second. First free throw's off the mark. Stops the clock with 2:42 to go, third quarter. Irish with a 29-point lead. Warwick and Green come out of the ballgame. Tice Wood, Jackson Gazelle in. So Coach Wood talked about the illness that's just pounding the Irish boys roster and the girls roster as well. So he's just trying to get lots of different guys rotated in the ballgame, keep them fresh for a Saturday night game, likely a trip to Garfield Palouse. Hopefully he'll get a score of the Tucci-Garpal game before we go out the air. Kimball hits the second free throw. Irish up 60-32. Manning Filan to Wood to Maddox Filan. Now to Malachi Raymond on the left wing. Van Vaught on him. Right wing pass to Manning Filan. Trying to drive on Slaybaugh. He will. Puts up a little late footer. Leaves it short. Rebounded in there by Kimball. Kimball, the freshman, brings it to front court. Gets it to Vesio. Vesio has it slapped away by Maddox Filan. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Tice Wood. Irish get the turnover with the good defense. Now Jackson Gazelle with it. To Malachi, a little tough right-handed hook shot in traffic, won't go. And their outlet to Vesio. Vesio with Wood on him, down low to Kimball. Backing in on Gazelle, the freshman turns, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. So Trayton Kimball, the 6'2 freshman, has come in. Came in the second quarter, played now in the third quarter, got a rebound off of his own miss, put it back up. Missed it, but got fouled, went to the line. Now he backs down Gazelle, scores on him, and draws the foul on Jackson. So Kimball with 3 points here in the quarter. And Braxton McKiernan, their leading scorer, checks back in. He has 15 points. Kimball very patient on the free throw. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Raymond will run it down. Malachi in the front court. Now he'll slow it down. Goes behind the back with the dribble and swing it over to Gazelle. To Green, to Wood. Wood's pass inside, knocked away, and stolen by Vesio. Vesio, crossover dribble, pulls up at the foul line. Down low to Van Vaught. Takes a shot over Raymond. It's partially blocked. Short. Malachi gets up so high. Gazelle comes up with the loose ball, and now to Green. Green to Wood. Tice shoots a 15-footer off the mark. Won't go. Pirates have three guys underneath, all black shirts, and they'll corral the rebound. Minute to go on a quickly played third quarter. Irish with a 26-point advantage. Down low to Kimball. Has it stripped away. Gazelle chases it down in the right corner in front of the Pirate bench. Now to Tice Wood, now to Spencer Green. Spencer spins inside, gets it up top to Gazelle. Gazelle on the drive, and then he travels as he got it down low. He and Kimball have been going at it. Kimball, the freshman, Jackson, the senior.
I think you're supposed to have possession to get a travel call, though.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. It looked like it was a loose ball.
Yeah.
Vesio into front court, pass left wing to McKiernan. That's Braxton McKiernan, down low to Van Vaught. Up top to Vesio, loose ball. Vesio's going to pick it up. Now get it down low to Kimball, backing in on Gazelle. Green comes to help. Kick it out top to Vesio. Shot clock at 8. Vesio on the drive, goes over the top of Gazelle. Gazelle hits the deck, no call, travel, no foul call. They call travel on Vesio. It could have been an offensive foul, a defensive foul, a flop call, yeah, or a travel. And they went with the travel.
Went with the easy one.
Yeah, 26 seconds on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. Spencer Green out at the half court area, dribbling now, handed off to Gazelle. Coach Wood directing traffic at the bench. Now Green has the ball back at between the circles. 12 on the shot clock, 14 on the game clock. Spencer with Braxton McKiernan on it gets a screen. They switch it to, now gets it to Raymond. Raymond back to Green. Three on the way, straight away. Off the back iron won't go. Tice Wood with the rebound, puts it up. Off the iron won't go. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. The Irish got the shot they wanted, got an offensive rebound to back it up, but couldn't score it. 60-34, DeSales firmly in control. 8 minutes left in this first round Southeast 1B tournament ball game. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Irish outscored 13-12 in that third quarter, Fred Pomeroy, but they still have a very comfortable 26-point lead heading into the final 8 minutes of the ballgame. The Sales will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Maddox Feiland brings it to the front court, drives all the way into the lane. Gets it to his brother Manning. A little jump hook won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. He leaves it short. Thought he got pushed by Harris. No call. Kimball gets it the other way, and he has it taken away by Manning Filer. That's going to be a foul on Manning. Manning went up, just grabbed the ball and yanked it away from Kimball, but he went on across his forearm to do it. So Trayton Kimball, 6'2 freshman, 3 points in the third quarter. He's back at the line for the second time in this game now and here in the fourth quarter. That was Manning's third foul, and Kimball hits the first free throw. So the Pirates were down 12-10 in the final minute of the first quarter. The Irish scored 9 points in a little less than a minute to take control, 21-10, and they've been on a roll ever since. Second free throw is missed, but Caleb Miller gets the rebound and puts it back in. 60-37 Irish. Spencer Green down low to Manning Filer. No room to shoot. Kick back out to Maddox. Now to Raymond. Gets it to Green. Cutting to the basket. He lays it in. Spencer comes off the cut. Manning hit him, Malachi hit him in stride. Spencer's first points of the second half. It's 62-37 Irish. Spencer has 18 points, as does Maddox Filer. Harris on the drive leaves it way short. Saved out of there by Caleb Nelson, but he throws it all the way. What?
Oh, he said it was tipped when he threw it in. I'm not. If it was, it was just barely touched.
But. Yeah, well, so Conrad Nelson went to save it from going out of bounds. He just threw it back onto the court, all the way into backcourt and out of bounds, and they say it was tipped by the Irish. All right, those are the kind of things you can let slide pretty easy when you're up by 25. Two on the shot clock, and Core McKiernan will shoot up off the backboard, nothing else. And
missed the rim. So
missed the rim. Shot clock violation.
Yeah.
Maddox Filen will bring it into front court. Now to Spencer Green. Spencer on the drive, up over the front lip, rolls around and got the drop.
Nice roll.
Spencer's got 20. Irish up 64-37. Rory McKiernan gets it to Kimball. Kimball, the freshman in front court. He'll be a good one for the Pirates. He pulls up from 12 on the baseline, leaves it short. Rebound Miller. His putback blocked out of there by Raymond. To Maddox Filen. To Malachi Raymond. Puts it up over the front rim and in. Malachi has several blocks, shots in this ball game. 66-37. Irish back up by 29. Now driving to the basket is Harris, and he'll go to the free throw line. He's fouled. And the foul is on Cazell. That's two on Jackson. Kaiser Harris trying to get into double figures for the Pirates. Braxton McKiernan, 6'2 junior, leads the Pirates with 15 points. He's been on the bench quite a bit here in the second half. He did not play when these teams met on December 30th up at Pomeroy. A game the Irish won by 20, 58-38. Irish had a 20-plus point lead in the third quarter, and Coach Wood played all his reserves after that. Harris misses both free throws. And the Irish bring it in the front court. Raymond in the right corner to Green. Three on the way. He's got it. Spencer's just got to see some of those threes go through. Rip City, nothing but net. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Spencer's got 23 to lead the Irish. And it's 69-37. Conrad Nelson, the shot inside won't go. Offensive rebound by Kimball. His put back off the mark. Miller gets it. He puts it back into Sales. Has given up a lot of second chance opportunities here in the second half, but still have that commanding 30-point lead. Now Spencer Green takes an inadvertent elbow to the face. I'll tell you what, that Conrad Nelson seems to be the guy that's around the DeSales players when the chins and the noses get bonked. Spencer checked it for blood and said, well, I guess I'm okay. A youngster fall out of the bleachers right onto the edge of the court, but fortunately the official was able to get out of the way. And as I watched that action, the Pirates bounced it off their leg and out of bounds right in front of the DeSales bench, or the Pomeroy bench, excuse me. Bingham's going to check in for Manning Filan. Jake Warwick's also in there. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Malachi Raymond, the three stars out there. Kick over to Maddox. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebounded by Miller. Pirates will bring it into front court. 4:54 to go in the ballgame. DeSales boys will play the winner of the Garpal-Tushy game being played up in Palouse, Washington. If Garpal wins it, the Irish will travel up to Palouse on Saturday. If Tushy pulls off an upset, the Irish would host Tushy here on Saturday. Spencer Green knocked a ball away, then it was going out of bounds, and he saved it by slamming it off the back of a Pirate player. And now we're going to talk about a shot clock reset.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Because Spencer possessed it. They're going to leave it. They're saying he never.
Yeah,
okay, they'll leave it at 17 seconds. McKiernan gets it into Harris. Harris goes up past Raymond and lays it in. Nice offensive execution on the inbound play by the Pirates. Irish up 69-41. 4.5 minutes to go. Left wing to Green. Down low to Bingham. Bingham triple team goes up strong. He's fouled. Nice post presence for Caleb Bingham. Spencer Green got the ball to him. And a tight window, they call that.
Rory.
And Rory McKiernan picks up his first foul. Bingham hits the free throw. Haven't been very many fouls called in this ball game. The Sales have been whistled 8 times. The Pirates just 5 fouls called on them the whole game. Vesio and Slaybaugh check in. So Vesio, Slaybaugh, Kimball, 3 reserves, and then Harris and Braxton McKiernan, the seniors on the court. And Bingham hits both free throws. And now Tyce Wood will come in for Spencer Green. Spencer likely done for the evening. He'll sit down with 27 points, or 23 points. He did not score in the third quarter, but had 7 here in the fourth quarter. 71-41, the Irish with a 30-point lead. Harris dribbling left to right. He'll put a runner up in the lane off the back iron. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the strong rebound. And they're grabbing at the ball. Malachi, they're grabbing him. He's looking at the official as they're untucking his jersey, and they get inside to Bingham, and Caleb finishes. Caleb's got 6 points here in the second half. The All-State linebacker on the football team getting some work done here on the basketball court. Raymond with another rebound off a Pomeroy miss. Malachi really hasn't filled up the stat sheet on offense, but he's got a lot of rebounds and some block shots. And there's a pass down to Bingham again. This one's stolen by Harris. Ahead to Braxton McKiernan, and he'll lay it in. They said, well, they keep feeding it to Bingham, and they stole it that time. 73-43 Irish. 3:29 to go in the ballgame. Up top to Malachi Raymond. Irish are very shorthanded. I think Coach Wood looks like he's You'd think at some point he'll get Maddox and Malachi out there. Nice down low to Bingham hand. Again. And Bingham steps to the middle, right, Lon? Step. Nice. He had his back to the basket, stepped to the left, spun to his right, and laid it up and in.
I didn't know he had that move.
That was a Bingham, eight second half points, 75-43 to Sales. Timeout, Coach Wood. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, a few fans are heading for the exit. Irish up by 32 points, 75-43. I meant to look at my sheet and see what our high point total for the season is. I'll find that later. And Coach Wood out of the huddle will send Caleb Bingham out there. Bingham's got 6 points in this fourth quarter. Tice Wood, Jake Warwick, three reserves, and then Malachi Raymond. Actually, Malachi's the, and Jackson Gazelle, he started the ball game because Cohen Wood was not available tonight. So two starters up. Get that load of Braxton McKiernan. He traveled, but no call. Gets it to Van Vaught. Now number 12's in the ball game for the first time for Pomeroy. Now Slabaugh shoots and won't go. Malachi, another rebound. They head to Warwick. Warwick cut off on the baseline. Kick up to Gazelle. No room to shoot. Gets it to Wood. Swing it over to Malachi. Malachi, a little ball fake on Van Vaught, gets it to Wood. Now left corner to Gazelle. Up top to Warwick at the left elbow, drives in, kick out to Gazelle. Three on the way, too strong, won't go. Malachi Raymond takes it right away from Van Vaught. He's so quick with his hands. Dump inside to Bingham again and stolen by Van Vaught.
Wow.
So number 12 for the Pirates is Nolan Newberg, 5'11 sophomore, into the ballgame for the first time. Coach Wood sending more reserves to the scorers table now with 2:19 to go. Braxton McKiernan, baseline jumper won't go. Rebound Bingham. Bingham to Raymond. Now Tice Wood into front court. Tice is going to hold it on the left wing. Now right wing pass to Warwick. Right corner to Gazelle. So the Irish will advance in the winner's bracket for the second round. They get inside to Bingham. He goes up strong. He's fouled. They say it was on the ground. No shot. The foul is on Braxton McKiernan, his third. He has three of the six Pirate fouls. And now Coach Wood will go to the rest of his reserves. Jason Guest, 5'10 senior, checks in for the first time. And Nick Quaddle, 5'10 junior, checks in for the first time. They get inside to Bingham. Bingham scores it with the left hand. He can score with the right and the left. Caleb Bingham, 10 points here. All in the second half, 77-43 to Sales. Vesio gets it to Slabaugh. Down low to Van Vaught. Van Vaught out top to Vesio. Left wing to Slabaugh. Back up top to Tyler Dixon, a 5'8 sophomore, who's in for the first time. Now Van Vaught in the left corner with it. Minute and a half to go. Tice Wood challenges Van Vaught. Up top to Dixon. Dixon fires a three. Won't go. Van Vaught with the rebound. Knocked away by Bingham. Loose ball picked up by Jason Guest. Guest has it slapped away at half court. And that reminds me, Jason has been selected to play in one of the summertime senior all-state games, the Earl Barden Classic, my understanding, for 1A, 2B, and 1B players. I think 2A as well. So congratulations to him. Now on the baseline it goes to Newberg. Newberg gets a shot up on the baseline. He's fouled. Shot didn't go. 108 to go in the ball game, and Nolan Newberg, 5'11 sophomore, will get a chance to score points in this league tournament. Foul was on Nick Quaddle, his first. Irish 77-43. Was 12-10 with about a minute to go in the first quarter. Irish went on a 9-0 run and never looked back. Out scored 27 points in the second quarter, and it was over at the half, 48-21. And Newberg misses both free throws. Irish get the rebound. Warwick brings it to front court to Tice Wood. Now right wing to Quaddle. Now to Warwick on the baseline. Cut off on the baseline drive by Vaught. Throws it away to Vecchio. Good defense by Pomeroy. Vecchio into front court. Inside a minute to go now. Pass up top goes to Slaybaugh. Slaybaugh. Up top it goes to Vecchio. He'll fire a long three out the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Bingham. Bingham stripped from behind. Fouled from behind.
I think he was standing out of bounds is why we got the ball back.
Oh, Van Vaught, when he slapped at the ball, he was standing out of bounds. Yeah. Okay. That's again, well, we don't need to foul 90 feet from the basket with 30 seconds to go.
That's a good call.
Yeah, Irish bring in the front court. Guest has it on the right wing. Now right corner to Warwick. Up top to Quaddle. Quaddle puts the ball in the deck and now gives it to Warwick. On the drive, kick out to Guest. Guest will fire the three. Hits off the mark. An air ball out of bounds. Trying to get the senior a basket. On which will likely be his last time on this floor, as it's unless Tushy pulls some kind of a big upset against the number one team from the Wheat Division, Garpal, the Irish will travel to the Palouse on Saturday. Van Vaught, little left-handed hook shot, scores inside, and that'll be the end of the ball game. The Sales wins it 77-46. Both teams will live to play another day in this double elimination tournament. The Irish will move to the right in the winner's bracket. We'll look at the happy totals and take a look at that bracket when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales. The Irish boys will advance to the second round winner's bracket of the Southeast 1B League Tournament with a 77-46 win over the Pomeroy Pirates in a battle of number two versus number three seeding. DeSales actually tied for the Grape Division title with Liberty Christian at 13-1, so a tough matchup out of the gate for Pomeroy's Pirates. Early in the first quarter, it was 12-10. Well, not early in the first quarter, but early in the quarter, the Irish were up, I think, 10-4, and then the Pirates got it to 10-8, and then it was 12-10, and then the Irish scored 9 points in the final minute of the first quarter to go up 21-10. And then really rolled on the Pirates in the second quarter. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different DeSales players scored in the second quarter. DeSales put up 27 points and held Pomeroy to just 5 field goals and a total of 11 points. It was a 27-point advantage for the Irish at the half. Pomeroy tried to make some noise with some aggressive play in the third quarter and actually did outscore the Irish 13-12 in the third stanza. DeSales led 60-34 heading into the final 8 minutes and outscored the Pirates 17-12 down the stretch to win it 77-46. DeSales goes to 18-3 on the season, runs their win streak to 11 games. The Pirates go to 14-5. And as we look at the boys' bracket, DeSales will move to game number 5, which is a winner's bracket game, where they will take on the winner of Garfield, Palouse, and Touche. The Pirates drop to game number 7 on Saturday, and they will play the loser of the Touche-Garpal game on Saturday. So I'll check my phone. I kind of put the word out that it'd be nice to get a final. I did get a final from Kenny Lindgren up in Oaksdale, and Sunnyside Christian all over Oaksdale on the road. Sunnyside Christian, the number 3 team from the Great Division, beats Oaksdale 75-49. So got that final. So Sunnyside Christian moves to the winner's bracket, and they'll play either Liberty Christian or Dayton. The Grape Division seems to be the better of the two divisions. We'll just see if Touche can pull off an upset up at Palouse tonight. And the Irish win it 77-46. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. DeSales wins at 77-46. And during the post-game information, hopefully, maybe somebody will chime in on a text message or whatnot, or it'll pop up on a website somewhere, and we'll find the Garpal Touche score. That's going on tonight up in Palouse as we play the winner of that ball game. It'd be nice to know before we go off the air. We'll see what happens. Let's look at individual totals for the game. Pomeroy's Pirates under head coach Chris Wolf, they drop into the loser's bracket, and their overall record drops to 15-6. And Coach Wolf able to get all his guys in the ball game tonight. 11. All the 11 that suited up, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them score points. 2 for Robbie Van Voigt, 4 for Rory McKiernan, 5 for 15 for Braxton McKiernan. Forgot to get the tens digit down there. 6 for Trayton Kimball, a 6'2 freshman, 6 points in the second half. Nice job for him. 8 points for Caleb Miller, and then 10 points for Kaiser Harris. He scored in every quarter, 2 free throws in the first, 1 field goal in the second, 2 field goals in the third, 1 more field goal in the fourth. He and Braxton McKiernan, 6'2 junior, the only 2 players for the Pirates in double figures. Pomeroy struggled from the free throw line, just 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Scoring for DeSales, Coach Wood got all of his guys in. Remember, Cohen Wood did not suit up. He's home ill. Been a lot of ill players all week long. They finally had a week where they could practice a few days in a row, but got a lot of sick players. But DeSales is getting through it in a big way on the scoreboard against Pomeroy here with a 31-point win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players got in the ball game for the Irish. 8 of them score points. 2 for Jackson Gazelle. 3 for Jake Warwick. 4 for Mateo Jimenez. 8 for Malachi Raymond. Malachi had a lot of change shots, a lot of block shots. Got after a lot of loose balls, got a lot of rebounds, did the 6'2 junior. And then 3 players in double, Manning Filan had 9. And then 3 players in double figures. Caleb Bingham, the 6'1 junior, 10 points all in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter, and 1 very, very nice post move where he stepped into to his left, stepped under to his right, and laid it up and in with the left hand. That was a nice play. And he hit both his free throws. And then Maddox Filan, 18 points. He scored them all when it still mattered. 5 in the first quarter, another 3 in the second quarter, and then the third quarter when the Irish really blew it open, 10 points in that quarter, 18 for the game. Spencer Green was another big force in that first quarter. Kind of thought about maybe he's the guy who really scored there in that first quarter and got in the spurt. Now I'm thinking maybe we should go with Spencer for player of the game. 8, 10, 12 first quarter points, 16 in the first half. I'm going to change. What do you think?
You have the right to do anything you want.
Well,
I totally agree with you.
The more I looked at it, Spencer really was a catalyst. So was Maddox. He hit that buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter to end up that 9-point run. But we're going to go with Spencer.
He had some really nice cuts to the
basket. They all do a real good job. Pass the ball really well. So we'll go Spencer Green, Dairy Queen player of the game in this one. I think Maddox will be okay with that. Maybe I'll just give both of them one. We'll see. All right. Hey, Mr. Fazari, Irish teacher and one-time boys basketball coach who actually spent some time early in his teaching career up at Garpal. He's chiming in with a score. Garpal beats Touche 56-51. Close ball game. Low-scoring game. So DeSales boys will travel to Palouse on Saturday to take on Garpal. Big thank you to Mr. Fazari for giving us that score. All right.
56-51 Garpal.
56-51 Garpal. DeSales win 77-46. So we head up to the Palouse. Now, the game time is for the games in the bracket are assumed to be 6 p.m., but due to official availability and travel times, they do not confirm those dates, times, till just before. So unless you hear different, we're going to plan on 6 p.m. in Palouse on Saturday in a battle between two of the top teams in the Southeast 1B. And in the meantime, the Lady Irish, remember, are going to host a loser-out game tomorrow against Tico Rosalia, and the game time is 6 p.m. Well, I think we've got everything covered for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow right here at DeSales. Lady Irish in a loser-out contest against Tico Rosalia. Hope the Irish can get a little healthier than they were up at Oaksdale last night. On behalf of Lon Olson, I'd like to thank you for listening along the way. Without you folks, we don't have broadcasts. And please patronize our great sponsors. It's the best way to thank them because without them, we don't have a broadcast. And the postseason, every level you go in the tournament, they start in the state tournaments league, district, and then to the state. Every level's got broadcasting fees, and those got to get paid somehow. And our sponsors are the ones who make it so we can get these games on the air. Great job back at the studio by Gabe. And with that, one more time, the final score to Sales Boys 77, Pomeroy 46. Irish Boys in the winner's bracket at Palouse, Washington against Garpal on Saturday at 6 p.m. With that, we'll say God bless. And until tomorrow night, Lady Irish here at the Sales versus Tico Roselli in the loser out game. This is Mike Speed sending you back to the studios at 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.